As artists show off their work in the crowded Jacob Javits Convention Center, Japanese pop music beats in the background. Salesmen hawk kimonos, comics, and swords. Fans wearing character costumes pose for pictures. In the back, Tony Grund is trying to give this scene a new soundtrack. A woman belts out a ballad on a grainy black and white TV screen beside him. It's a song by his band, Echo Stream. The group started in Japan, but they had trouble finding a fan base there. He says their fortunes turned when they moved to the U.S. and performed at an anime festival in Texas.
We went down there and it was a really big event and everybody like loved us. It is music that the people in the scene can identify with.
Echo Stream's brooding electronic sound is less peppy than Japanese pop. But music promoter Hayden Honey says the band is a natural fit for an anime audience.
I grew up watching anime. I mean, music was a big part of it. There's a soundtrack that drives a lot of the visuals and it actually makes it appeal stronger. There's a lot of crossover between anime culture and Japanese music culture.
As band members hand out flyers for weekend performances, guys with swords and girls in flashy maid outfits walk by. A few aisles away, Tony Oliver blends into the background. He wears blue jeans and a black t-shirt, but his voice plays a starring role in dozens of anime TV shows and films. The 50-year-old actor got his first anime gig 25 years ago. He says playing Broadway parts is just as tough as the range of roles he plays on the Cartoon Network.
I do the voice of Lupin the Third, and he's a little bit more Bugs Bunny-ish with a little Jack Benny thrown in. I've done monsters,
little deep monsters.
Without voices and sound effects, Oliver says today's anime films would fall flat. But he says complicated plots and high-tech audio are recent additions to anime.
It's a lot more technically sophisticated. It used to be, remember, the old shwing type of sound effects that were so terrible. And now there's horror, there's drama, there's soap operas. It's become something for everyone, and it didn't used to be.
That's a sound the New York Anime Festival's organizers like to hear. More than 18,000 people came to this year's event, a 24% increase over last year's attendance. Catherine Scheuchet, Columbia Radio News.